Christian Zadek, and this is an Advent series of The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Advent begins a season of expectation for Christians around the world. We light another candle every Sunday, leading up to Christmas Eve. Maybe you have an Advent calendar counting down the days until Christmas arrives. We sing different songs in this season. We practice different traditions, all in service of creating that expectation. The people of Israel had to wait a long time for the Messiah to appear. God had promised to send a Savior. Think of Isaiah 7:14. The virgin will conceive a child, she will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Or 9:6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These are great promises, but it had been hundreds of years, and that Savior had yet to appear. We've all experienced seasons of waiting. It requires patience and steadfastness. But the most important thing that you can do in a season of waiting is to continue to hope. Hope that the promise will be fulfilled. Hope that though things are dark, they will not always be. When everything is going right in our lives, we don't think a lot about hope. What do we need to hope for when all is right with the world? But of course, all is not right. Hope is what sustains us in dark times or seasons of waiting. Hope is what we need to face the challenges of our world, the huge problems way too big for any one of us to solve alone. Hope keeps us from despairing, because even when all seems lost, we still have that promise from God. The beginning of Advent is like striking a match in a dark room. Something is stirring, about to happen. Light is coming. Here's Jeremiah 33:14-15. The day will come, says the Lord, when I will do for Israel and Judah all the good things I have promised them. In those days and at that time, I will raise up a righteous descendant from King David's line. He will do what is just and right throughout the land. The Lord will do all the good things he has promised. Jesus was the promised one in whom we place our hope. What are you expecting right now? What are you looking forward to? What are you hoping for? As these hopes and expectations align with God's will and word, you can trust that God will do what he has said he will do. Expect him to do it. Place your hope in Jesus today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.